This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Some key American businesses take a position on new limits at U.S. borders. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Temporary bans on people coming into the U.S. from some but not all countries in the Middle East and North Africa, including refugees from Syria. Here's White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus on Meet the Press yesterday.
We don't want people that are traveling back and forth to one of these seven countries that harbor terrorists to be traveling freely back and forth between the United States and those countries.
Since then, three federal courts have issued emergency rulings to limit parts of the new Trump administration policy. This morning, still confusion on how the new rules apply to people with green cards, permanent legal residents in the U.S. Technology companies, big and small, had generally adopted a wait-and-see attitude toward the incoming Trump administration. Tesla's high-profile CEO Elon Musk had befriended President Trump, according to the New York Times last week, but attitudes shifted sharply over the weekend as the immigration limits and refugee bans went into effect. Musk has sharply criticized the president's moves. Google co-founder Sergey Brin joined protests at San Francisco Airport. I spoke to Aaron Levy, the CEO of the popular cloud storage company Box, who spoke of his moral and practical objections to the immigration limits, and I asked if he connects this issue to the culture of innovation in which he lives.
Yes. So, and I'd say there's a long list of reasons. I mean, one of our co-founders, for instance, is Iranian. So this directly is in opposition to what we believe about how you build great cultures of innovation, which is bringing in people from all around the world and all sorts of backgrounds. Secondarily, I think what's maybe a little bit more unique to technology companies and why you've seen such a resounding response is most of our companies are global nearly on day one. And both the rhetoric of much of this campaign cycle, as well as now this policy, is very divisive to our allies, to our partners, to our customers globally. And that's incredibly, we think, dangerous.
This has already spread beyond technology companies. You have Howard Schultz of Starbucks also speaking out about the change in immigration policy and the refugee bans. But, you know, a lot of the top CEOs of tech have been the ones being the most public this weekend. Do you think it will spread to other parts of industry?
I do think that will trickle into the businesses that equally, either share those values or where it's just very clear from a moral standpoint how disastrous this policy is. And you will see more businesses, more leaders step up like Howard has done and as many others are starting to begin to do. Jeff Immelt at GE similarly has put out a very strong message. I think you will see that from more business leaders throughout the week.
The administration argues that this is about national security. Are you not sensitive to those issues?
I'm very sensitive for the need to keep the U.S. secure and also highly driven by data and logic in thinking that through. And there's no data to suggest that anything about this particular ban would improve our security. And in fact, most of the, kind of bright minds on this subject, reinforce and suggest that this will harm our security and its ability to really kind of fan the flames of our enemies and, importantly, divide us from our allies. So I don't think there's anything about this ban that, could make us more secure.
Aaron Levy is CEO of Box, the cloud storage company. Mr. Levy, thank you.
Thank you so much.
This weekend, thousands of lawyers mobilized at airports across the country, rushing to offer free legal help to people stuck. Marketplace's Rima Kreis was at Los Angeles International Airport. Rima?
Lawyers had turned a restaurant inside the international terminal into a makeshift legal office. Others were walking around with signs that said, "Attorney, I can help." And because there was so little information available from authorities, many of them just scanned the airport, the lawyers, approaching people who just looked distressed. One of the lawyers was Adam Astan, an Iranian-American. His sign was in Farsi.
I want to be able to help people who are waiting for family members and don't know what to do and don't know what their rights are. So just helping them understand that they do have some rights.
He said much of their work is time sensitive.
If you don't let somebody in who has a job here, they could lose their job. If you don't let someone in who has a business here, they're going to lose their business.
Now, Astan is not an immigration lawyer. In fact, many of the attorneys who volunteered this weekend came from different backgrounds. Some of them helped to file petitions in federal court challenging the detention of specific people. Along with the volunteers, lawyers from the American Civil Liberties Union were also on hand.
Marketplace's Rima Kreis live from Los Angeles. Thank you. Over the weekend, the American Civil Liberties Union broke its fundraising record. More than 300,000 people donated money, totaling at last count $24 million. Checking market indicators, London is down 0.7%. The S&P and NASDAQ futures are down about 0.3%. The Dow future down 45 points here, 0.2%. The 10-year Treasury yield is up at 2.49%. You should also know that this year's deadline to sign up for health insurance under Obamacare is tomorrow. This may be the last opportunity. The Trump administration decided to pull ads promoting last-minute signups. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein is following this.
Last year, some 600,000 people signed up for insurance the final week, more than a third young and healthy. They're the most attractive to insurance companies, in part because they help keep premiums down for older and sicker Americans. After a 24-hour pause, the administration resumed sending out last-minute enrollment emails. Former Obama health official Andy Slavitt called the decision to pull about $5 million in already paid-for advertising an effort to sabotage existing law. In a statement, a trade group representing some of the nation's largest insurers said they need as many people as possible to participate in the ACA. Tomorrow, the Senate Finance Committee is also expected to vote on Tom Price's nomination to run the Department of Health and Human Services, which would give him operational authority over Obamacare.
Dan's at the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia. And in New York at our bureau here, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.